Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 8, entitled The Narayana Kavacha Shield, Text 19. Dvaipayanaha Bhagavan Aprabhodat Buddhatu Pashandagana Pramadat Kalkihi Kale Kalamalat Prapatu Dharma Avanaya Uru Kritavataraha. Dvaipayano Bhagavana Prabodhat Dvaipayano Bhagavana Prabodhat Buddhastu Pashandagana Pramadhat Buddhastu Pashandagana Pramadhat Kalki Kale Kalamalat Prapatu Kalki Kale Kalamalat Prapatu Dharma Vanayor Kritavatara Dharma Vanayor Kritavatara Dvaipayano Bhagavana Prabodhat Buddhastu Pashandagana Pramadhat Kalki Kale Kalamalat Prapatu Dharma Vanayor Kritavatara Dvaipayano Bhagavana Prabodhat Buddhastu Pashandagana Pramadhat Kalki Kale Kalamalat Prapatu Dharma Vanayor Kritavatara Dvaipayano Bhagavana Prabodhat Buddhastu Pashandagana Pramadhat Kalki Kale Kalamalat Prapatu Dharma Vanayor Kritavatara Matajis, word for word meaning. ಉದ್ದಸ್ತು ಪಾಶಂಗಗಃ ಪ್ರಮ ಏಕಾಲಮಲಾಕೃಪಾತು ದ್ವೈಪಾಯನ. ಶ್ರೀಲ ವ್ಯಾಸದೇವ್, ದ ಗಿವರ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್, ಭಗವಾನ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್ ಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡೆಡ್, ಅಪ್ರಬೋಧಾತ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ, ಬುದ್ಧತ್ತು ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬುದ್ಧ, ಪಾಷಂಡಗಣ ಆಫ್ ಏಥೀಸ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಡಿಸ್ಇಲ್ಯೂಷನ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಇನ್ನಸೆಂಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್, ಪ್ರಮಾದಾತ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಮ್ಯಾಡ್ನೆಸ್, ಕಲ್ಕಿಹಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕಲ್ಕಿ ದ ಇನ್ಕರ್ನೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೇಶವ, ಕಲೇ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಲಿಯುಗ, ಕಾಲಮಲಾತ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಡಾರ್ಕ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಏಜ್, ಪ್ರಪಾತು ಮೇ ಹಿ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಅವನಾಯ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಪ್ರೊಟೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿಲಿಜಿಯಸ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ಸ್, ಉರು ವೆರಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಕೃತಾವತಾರ ಹೂ ಟುಕ್ ಅನ್ ಇನ್ಕರ್ನೇಷನ್. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. May the personality of Godhead in His incarnation as Vyasadeva protect me from all kinds of ignorance resulting from the absence of Vedic knowledge. May Lord Buddha Dev protect me from the activities opposed to Vedic principles and from laziness that causes one to madly forget the Vedic principles of knowledge and ritualistic action. May Kalkidev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared as an incarnation to protect religious principles, protect me from the dirt of the age of Kali. Purport by His Divine Grace. This verse mentions various incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who appear for various purposes. Srila Vyasadev, Mahamuni, compiled the Vedic literature for the benefit of all human society. If one wants to be protected from the reactions of ignorance, even in this age of Kali, one may consult the books left by Srila Vyasadev, namely the four Vedas, Sama, Yaju, Rig and Atharva, the 108 Upanishads, Vedanta Sutra, Brahma Sutra, Mahabharata, ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ, ಮಹಾಪುರಾಣ, ವ್ಯಾಸದೇವ್ಸ್ ಕಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ ಆನ್ ದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಸೂತ್ರ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಅದರ್ 17 ಪುರಾಣಸ್. ಓನ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ದ ಮರ್ಸಿ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀ ವ್ಯಾಸದೇವ್ ಡೂ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ವಾಲ್ಯೂಮ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸೆಂಡೆಂಟಲ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಟು ಸೇವ್ ಅಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಕ್ಲಚಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್. ಆಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕ್ರೈಬ್ ಬೈ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಜಯದೇವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಇನ್ ಇಸ್ ದಶಾವತಾರ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರ, ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬುದ್ಧ ಅಪ್ಯಾರೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಡಿಕ್ರೈಡ್ the Vedic knowledge. Nindasi yajna vidorah shruti jatam sadaya hrudaya darshita pasughatam keshava drita buddha sarira jaya jagadisha hare. The mission of Lord Buddha was to save people from the abominable activity of animal killing and to save the poor animals from being unnecessarily killed. When Pashandis were cheated by killing animals on the plea of sacrificing them in the Vedic yajnas, the Lord said, "If the Vedic injunctions allow animal killing, I do not accept the Vedic principles." Thus, He actually saved people who acted according to Vedic principles. One should therefore surrender to Lord Buddha so that He can help one avoid misusing the injunctions of the Vedas. The Kalki avatar is the fierce incarnation who vanquishes the class of the atheists born in this age of Kali. Now, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, many irreligious principles are in effect. And as Kali Yuga advances, many pseudo-religious principles will certainly be introduced, and people will forget the real religious principles enunciated by Lord Krishna before the beginning of Kali Yuga, namely, principles of surrender under the lotus feet of the Lord. Unfortunately, because of Kali Yuga, foolish people do not surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna. Even most people who claim to belong to the Vedic system of religion are actually opposed to the Vedic principles. Every day they manufacture a new type of dharma on the plea that whatever one manufactures is also a path of liberation. Atheistic men generally say yata mata tata patha. According to this view, there are hundreds and thousands of different opinions in human society, and each opinion is a valid religious principle. This philosophy of rascals have killed the religious principles mentioned in the Vedas, and such philosophies will become increasingly influential as Kali Yuga progresses. In the last stage of Kali Yuga, Kalkidev, the fierce incarnation of Keshava, will descend to kill all the atheists and will save only the devotees of the Lord. Om Ajnanatim Randasya Gyananjana Salakaya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Dangayate Girim Yat Krupatamaham Vande Shri Gurundina Taranam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vanchakalpatarabhyasya Krupa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunnavadi Pastachade Satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gauravaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this section of Bhagavatam, Vishwarup is speaking to Indra about Narayana Kavach. So, Vishwarupa is describing about meditation and prayers to various incarnations of the Lord. In this specific verse, the mention about Srila Vyasadev, Sri Sri Radha Ras Vihari Ji ki, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So in this verse, mention about Srila Vyasadev, Lord Buddha and Lord Kalki are mentioned. Vyasadev is the literary incarnation of the Supreme Lord. So the Vedic knowledge, which was actually one body of knowledge in the beginning, Satyayuga, Tretayuga, Dwaparayuga, is one body of knowledge. Foreseeing the dull intelligence of the people of Kali Yuga, generally we think, nowadays we are becoming more intelligent. Whereas Vyasadev could foresee that dull intelligence. It depends upon how you look at it. The intelligence is the power of discrimination. Discrimination from the right, from the wrong. If a person cannot discriminate the wrong from the right, then it is dull intelligence. Now we are redefining that intelligence, saying that how good you can perform activity. Not discriminating between good or bad. Oh, if I can do better, faster some activity, then I am more intelligent. If I can do better than previously what they were doing. Previously they were running at 10 kilometers an hour in the bullock cart and horse cart. But if I can run at 100 kilometers an hour in a car, I am more advanced, more intelligent. That is not the definition of intelligence according to the scriptures. So, foreseeing the dull intelligence of the people of Kali Yuga, Vyasadev mercifully arranged the one body of Vedic knowledge into several texts so that people will be easily able to read and understand. One Veda, he divided into four: Rig, Yajur, Sama, Atharva. Then, from the original Vedas, he actually extracted different chapters as Upanishads. All the Upanishads are certain portions of the Vedas actually. So, Vedas it is very difficult to read, so he made into Upanishads, 108 Upanishads, 18 Puranas, Bhagavat Mahapuran, Mahamune Krite, Mahamuni, Veda Vyas has compiled Srimad Bhagavatam. Which is actually, Prabhupada writes, is the commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. See, Vedanta Sutra is actually the concluding portion of all the Vedas. Veda plus Anta, Vedanta, which is also known as Brahma Sutra, which gives knowledge about Brahman, the Supreme Absolute Truth. Brahma Sutra. So this Brahma Sutra, which is considered the Vedanta school of thought in the six schools of Indian philosophy: Nyaya, Vaisheshika, Sankhya, Yoga, Mimamsa and Vedanta. So these are actually the six schools of Indian philosophy, which is also known as Astik, Astika. Astika means that philosophy which accepts the authority of Vedas. If it accepts the authority of Vedas, then it is known as Astik. Those philosophies are there also, even those days, which do not accept the authority of Vedas: Gnostic, Atheistic, Theistic and Atheistic. Buddhism, Jainism, Charvaka, they don't accept scriptures. You can't speak to them on the authority of scriptures. They are called Gnostic. Interestingly, in this particular verse, Vyasadev, the literal incarnation of the Lord, who gave the Vedanta philosophy, which is Astik, and Buddha, who has given Buddhism, which is Gnostic, both are described. Both are contradicted to each other. So, the Vedanta Sutra, which is actually in the coded form, it's not describing in details, in the sutra form, very difficult to understand. It talks about absolute truth. What is absolute truth? Everything about absolute truth, understanding, practicing and achieving, everything is there. So difficult to understand. So Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning, it is described how, after compiling all this body of knowledge, Vedavyas was not very satisfied. He was not very happy. He felt that the people of Kali Yuga is so dull intelligent, I don't feel like I have given sufficiently so that they can clearly understand what I want to convey to them. So Vedavyas was instructed by his guru Narada Muni to describe about the Supreme Absolute Truth in direct terms, not indirectly. Direct. Talk about Krishna directly. So in this way, Vedavyas then compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, which is considered the ripened fruit of all the Vedic knowledge. Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam. It's a season of mango, it's coming to an end. King of fruits. Like that, this is king of all the ripened knowledge of Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam. So, if one does not come in touch with scriptures, he will actually be in ignorance, generally speaking. Every single person, by birth, he is not born endowed with some scriptural knowledge to distinguish from body and soul. No. unless somebody has descended from the spiritual world to save other living entities, from the beginning he may act in such way. But normally, conditioned soul, any conditioned soul, at the time of birth, is born in ignorance, invariably. Unless one comes in touch with the spiritual master and gets taught about the scriptures, he will be in ignorance. That is why we start with Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Sakshur Unmilitam Yen. Born blind, ignorance. Ignorance means darkness actually. You cannot distinguish between things. If you are in darkness, you cannot distinguish between objects. You know, you don't know. They are existing, but you don't know. So only by coming in touch with Krishna consciousness, scriptures, when the spiritual master gives them knowledge, which is like vision, he then opens up the eyes. Then when you open the eye, you see so many things actually. What is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad, etc., etc., etc. So, to know things as they are, one needs the help of Vedic knowledge. That is why in the scripture it is said, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it says, Asatoma Sadgamaya, Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, Mrittoma Amritamgamaya. Don't be in Asat. Asat means that which is not true. Come to Sat, which is truth. Every living entity in ignorance, when he is born, as soon as he is born, he always identifies himself with the body. I am this body. This is mine. You go a small child, you give something, he will keep it. If you try to take it, no, this is mine, I can't give. You must have given also. After you have given, it has become his. He won't give it. Mine. This is natural quality of every conditioned soul. Unless he is told, hey, wait a minute, you say that this is yours, this itself is not yours, what is your, really, this is not mine? Yeah? Something more? Sat. Sat, Chit, Ananda, nature of the spirit soul. Understand that you are not this body, you are the soul. This one can understand only by learning from the scripture, not possible otherwise. However advanced a person may be, you may do a lot of research, you can do anything and everything in the material world, you will never be able to figure out that you are not the body, you are the soul without the help of scriptures. And without coming to the help of scripture, one will be in tamas. Ignorance, darkness. Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, Upanishad says. Don't be in darkness, come to light. What is this light? The light of knowledge. The light of knowledge of the scriptures. Get the knowledge of scripture, then actually in darkness you cannot distinguish between objects. When the light is there, you can see this is door, this is, you know, window, this is floor, this is dari. You can see only when light is there. But it's completely pitch dark. Forget about seeing the object. You can't see your own hands, Prabhupada says. In darkness, what can you see? You know you have a hand, but you try to see, you can't see. Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya. Don't be in darkness. So here, Vishwarupa is explaining to Indradev about how we should pray to Lord Vyasadev, who actually has given all this wonderful knowledge in the form of scripture, which actually make us to come out from tamas to light, jyoti. From the darkness of ignorance to the light of knowledge. So in this way, one should pray to Lord Vyasadev to save us from the clutches of ignorance. If one prays to Lord Vyasadev, Vyasadev is by means of Vyasadev's blessings, one can actually understand the scriptures as they are properly and come out of the clutches of ignorance. Then Vishwarup goes on to pray to Lord Buddha. Lord Buddha is described in one of the, in Jayadeva Goswami's description about the incarnation, one of the incarnation, Buddha Dev. Buddha's role is very special role actually. It is stated in Agni Puran that once when there was a fight between Suras and Asuras, Suras are demigods, Asuras are demons. When the demons won over the demigods, demigods approached Lord Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu promised them that they will, Lord Vishnu will descend and will preach a philosophy to all these Asuras, Pasandis, atheists, and then they will make, he will make them Buddhist and then send them to hell. Agni Puran says. We will wonder, are they are doing so much activity to go to hell? What to do? Tamas. Ignorance. So, Lord Buddha, born as Siddhartha in the royal family about 2500 years ago in a place known as Kapilavastu near Himalayas. So he was born with a golden spoon in the mouth. He didn't see any. He was happy, you know, in the royal happiness, in the king's palace. You are not going to expect to see miseries and suffering, etc. But one fine day, when Siddhartha walked out of the palace, he saw the taste of suffering, old age, disease and death. Janma mrittu jara vyadi dukkha doshana darshanam. So birth he didn't really see pain there, but he saw in other three things: old age, disease and death. So he thought that, oh, this is a place of suffering. I should find out how to overcome this suffering. So he was going around, he left the palace going around, and we know that from the history how he went to Gaya and sat under a banyan tree and he got bodhitva, knowledge, enlightenment. That we have to make a solution to, we are suffering, but we have to come to a solution for suffering. So there is a whole philosophy about Buddhism. Buddhism starts with rejecting the Vedas. It doesn't, you can't go to a Buddhist and try to say that in Bhagavad Gita Lord Krishna said. He said, so what? You'll have to talk to people according to their acceptance of, you know, whatever premises they set in. So Buddhism talks about, we are suffering. What is the he tries to understand what is the cause of this suffering. He goes back, you know, okay, I am suffering because I tried to enjoy. Why I enjoyed? I was attracted to sense object. So my attraction to a sense object, why it is so? My consciousness is like that. Why it is so? Go back and back. Then he figures out that it is because of the ignorance, not understanding what the truth. Every philosophy goes back to find out that if you are in ignorance, you are suffering. If you have to come to knowledge, what is that knowledge? That depends upon different schools of thought. So, Lord Buddha said, because you are in ignorance and you are trying to enjoy, so you control your senses and don't enjoy. If you don't enjoy, you don't have attraction towards the sense object, then you will not suffer. Renounce. Control your senses. Go to some, you know, monastery. Don't engage with the material people, don't enjoy the material sense object, don't enjoy the whole lot of philosophy. So if you can do that, you are now suffering because of the bondage. So when you are not engaged, when you are not enjoying, when you are not attached to the sense object, you will be like, not bound. You will be free. You will rest in peace. You will achieve the state of nirvana. There is no mention about nirvana. Scripture doesn't talk about nirvana. Scripture don't talk about sunyata. You will be in sunya. Nothing. Desireless. The problem is you are having desire. So you remove the desire, then you will not suffer. Buddha. Buddhism. So, Buddhism is mostly an ethical philosophy. So if you are not supposed to enjoy sense objects, then the people, when they came and said, no, we will do sacrifice, you know. Why you are doing sacrifice? When he saw that animals are being killed in the sacrifice, he said, hey, wait a minute, don't kill. He said, somebody, no, it is mentioned in scripture. Mimamsa philosophy. Mimamsa is two philosophies. Purva Mimamsa and Uttar Mimamsa. Vedanta is known as Uttar Mimamsa. Purva Mimamsa is based upon the sacrifices. Strictly according to, say, no, you do this sacrifice for this benefit, that sacrifice, that benefit, etc., etc. They said, no, it is mentioned in scripture. You can offer the animal, they will get benefit, and we also get benefit. But in Kali Yuga, those sacrifices don't work. So there are two ways to go about. Okay, they were sacrificing animals. He could have taken the Vedic argument and told them not to sacrifice. But he didn't do that, Lord Buddha. He said that I reject the Vedas. If that is what he said in the Vedas, I reject. Ahimsa paro dharma. Don't cause injury to others. Don't hurt another person. If you hurt another person, it creates karma. Then you will again go on suffering. Don't hurt. Don't kill. Buddhism is based upon that. So, even though Lord Buddha is considered as an incarnation, he had a very specific mission in this incarnation. And that is to give a kind of so-called philosophy which can actually be attractive to some kind of atheistic kind of people. And by following that, they at least will stop killing the animals. At least they will stop killing the animals. Animals will be saved and they will not incur more karma anyway. By killing the animal, you are incurring more karma. So this is very, very limited kind of benefit. Every action has some kind of benefit. So he gave the Buddhist philosophy so that at least animals will be saved and those who are killing the animals, they will be saved from more karma they have to suffer in the future. But the ultimate benefit, that is not being given. It is said that people asked a question about soul to Buddha, about God to Buddha. He didn't speak. There are so many commentaries about why he didn't speak. That we will not go into detail. He didn't talk about it. You first do ethically, you'll be all right. Then he didn't have to say anything. So it had a limited purpose. So in this way, here, Vishwarupa is praying to Lord Buddha so that Lord Buddha can help one avoid misusing the injunctions of the Vedas. The Mimamsas, that is, those who are doing Vedic sacrifices, they are actually misusing the Vedic injunctions for their own personal benefit. Sometimes we have a tendency to quote, if not Vedas, say, Prabhupada said like that, then you do what you want to do. Prabhupada said no in one place like that, so I am doing this. And if you see that, it may be just contradicted to other places where Prabhupada said the same thing. That is why it is said, Tarko apratishta shutaya vibhinna nashav rishireva mattam na binnam. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya mahajano yena kataso pantaha. Mahabharat. The instructions of the scriptures are variegated. So many. In one place something is recommended, in another place it is prohibited. So if you want to see, you take only one portion and try to understand, you will not be able to understand the overall truth. Forget about everything else. Even the nature of the soul. Whether it is Veda or Abheda with the super soul or Brahman, both are there. Soul is as good as Brahman or not? Yes, there is statements. Tattvamasi. Aham Brahmasmi. But their soul is different than Brahman or God. There are also statements. There are two birds sitting in the tree. One is enjoying, another is watching. Both are there. If you take only one portion and try to understand that is the truth, this is only a partial understanding of the truth. Sometimes people use the Vedic injection for their own convenience. This is where it is said, Mayavad philosophy is the typical example of partial understanding of the scripture. Mayavad talks about how soul is non-different from God. It talks about it. Is it wrong? It is not wrong, it is partially right. In the sense that soul is qualitatively one with God is true. That is Vedic injunction. Mayavad is based upon Vedas, scriptures. But they don't understand that the same soul is different from God also, because of which it is partial understanding. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and gives the full understanding. Yes, Veda, Abheda. Different also, non-different also, in an inconceivable way. Achintya Veda, Abheda Tattva. Then it becomes the full understanding of the absolute truth. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here, Vishwarupa is offering prayers so that you pray to Lord Buddha, so that, you know, we will start avoiding misinterpretation of the scripture and do our own activities. Vishwarupa is offering prayers here for that purpose. So, thirdly, Vishwarupa is also praying to Lord Kalki, which is the fierce incarnation, Prabhupada writes, will come towards the end of Kali Yuga, from now about 4,27,000 years only. The Lord will appear in Sambal village to Vishnu Raj, and when he sees that in the age of Kali, people are not only in ignorance, all these three categories to get people out of ignorance. Vedavyas has given the scriptures to get us out of ignorance. Lord Kalki has brought a philosophy so that we will not go deeper and deeper in ignorance. And when the time Kalki will come, there is no scope of coming out of ignorance. See, people will be so deep, deep, deep into ignorance that any talk about, knowledge will not work. When your teaching, your advices don't work, dandaniti. So towards the end of Kali Yuga, people will become more and more and more and more impious, more and more atheistic. What to speak of towards the end? Prabhupada writes that even now people are actually doing so many kinds of misinterpretation. Previous paragraph, we are reading about how to come out of misinterpretation. Even now, so many people come with so many ways of spiritual practice. Somebody says, I am God. Bhagavan so and so movement. So many kinds of, there are so many anyway. So Prabhupada specifically talks about yatha mata tatha patha. Whatever opinion you have, you just have your own way. You will reach, everybody will reach the same destination. This is ignorance at the best. How can there be, Prabhupada always asks, you want to go to one destination, there is a specific way to go, no? If you want to go to Delhi, you can't take a ship, you know. You go to the, Jugu beach and you make one boat and say that I am going to go to Delhi. People will laugh at you. Delhi is on the banks of Yamuna, but you don't try to go like that. Stupidity, you'll end up somewhere else. So, they, even with the false understanding, they can even make movements and people can follow them actually. See, every movement, whomever we are talking about, they have a lot of followers actually. People, in fact, sometimes you will find that there are more followers in the so-called misinterpreted philosophy than the real philosophy. Sometimes you go and tell that, we are giving a lecture, Bhagavad Gita lecture, and then only 50 people, 100 people may come. Some other Baba, some other Sadhu will give, you'll find 5,000 people. They say, what is this? You people say that yours is right philosophy, both be over there. If you go to Sabji market, there will be always rush. Hey,
ये ले लो 10 रुपया 15 रुपया 10 रुपया. बट इफ यू गो टू ए डायमंड शोरूम, देर इज नॉट गोइंग टू बी यू नो लॉट ऑफ शाउटिंग एंड स्क्रीमिंग एंड थिंग्स लाइक दैट. इट्स नॉट गोइंग टू बी. You go to the air conditioned showroom and people are very, you know, behaving in a gentle mannerly way. There is no shouting, screaming. It's not that in the counter one fellow is calling, no, no, you come here, necklace is good here, you know. No, no, ring is good, you come. You just go and see yourself and choose, you know. You won't get rushed there. Sabji market you'll get. So because people are competing with each other to give the false understanding before other person takes another false and let me give my false understanding, then you know, shouting, screaming and calling. Real thing will wait, you know, you have to go and take the real thing. So if now, which is only 5000 years into Kali Yuga, people can have so much misunderstanding, so much in ignorance, can you imagine what will be the scale of ignorance when another 4,27,000 years have to go? People will kill each other to eat. Whoever is stronger, he will survive. And there is description about the effect of Kali Yuga. The fruits will be tasteless. Now only it is tasteless actually. Now only fruits, to, you know, they ripen it artificially and, you know, it looks like fruit but it doesn't have the taste. In now 5000 years in Kali Yuga, if that is the case, can you imagine? Fruits will not have pulp. It will have only big seed and skin, no pulp. Trees will become very short. People will become short also. Kali Yuga at the fullest extent, completely atheistic and adharmic. There is no question of anybody talking about A, B, C of Dharma. Then Kalki avatar will descend and he will finish up, this is enough, finish up everybody, and then again he will start the Varnashrama Dharma for the next cycle to start with Satyuga. So in this way Kalki avatar descends to kill all the atheists and save the devotees of the Lord. For that, Vishwarupa is telling, when one offers the prayer to Lord Kalki, one will be saved by the Supreme Lord from the disturbance of the non-devotees and atheistic and adharmic people. So in this way, in this particular sloka, Vishwarupa is offering prayers to three incarnations of the Lord. Vedavyas, who gave Vedic knowledge to save us from the ignorance, and Buddha Dev, who preached a philosophy which is not Vedic. We accept Buddha, but we don't accept Buddha's teachings. It's not that Lord Buddha is an incarnation. Then we'll start with one round of, Buddham Sharanam Gacchami. Don't do that. He's incarnation of the Lord, but we don't accept his teaching. We reject it. He said, no, no. He gave it for atheistic people, it's not for us. He didn't give this teaching for the devotees, he gave it for the non-devotees to make them to go to hell and suffer less, then suffer more later by killing the animals. And then Lord Kalki, when he saw that there is no hope of saving from ignorance, he finished them off and told them to come in the next cycle and then he'll be saved. So in this way, the prayers for the three incarnations are given in this sloka. And today is also the disappearance day of Srila Shiva's Pandit. Shiva's Pandit is one of the members of the Panchatattva, Shiva's Adi, Gaurabhakta Vrinda. And Shiva's Pandit and Advaita Acharya, they used to regularly meet and read Srimad Bhagavatam and wait for the descent of Lord Chaitanya, because they knew that it is only Lord Chaitanya who can save the fallen conditioned souls in this age of Kali. So Lord Chaitanya descended in the middle of Kali Yuga. The Kali Yuga effect that Kalki avatar is going to rectify was already there, but he didn't take the weapon. Lord Kalki took the weapon. Lord Chaitanya didn't take the weapon, but he took the weapon of the holy names of the Lord, so that they will be saved in this lifetime itself and go back home, back to Godhead. That is Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So Srivas Thakur and Malini, they were actually elderly. So they actually constantly used to associate with Sachimata. And when Lord Chaitanya was born, Malini acted like a nurse. She was there. She acted like a nurse. So Shiva's Pandit's house, which is also known as Shiva Sangan, which is very close to Lord Chaitanya's birthplace, Yogpeet. So Lord Chaitanya used to assemble in the house of Shiva's Thakur, wonderful house, wherein all the devotees will come together and they used to perform Sankirtan, chanting the holy names of the Lord. So in the very beginning, the chanting the holy names of the Lord was an indoor affair, closed door. It was closed door Sankirtan. Only confidential associates were allowed. Those who are not pure devotees, they were kept out. So, in this way, when one of the resident of Navadvip was very unhappy about this so-called Sankirtan happening inside, non-believer in the holy name of the Lord, so he wanted to defame Shiva's Thakur. So what he did, he actually got the ingredients which are used for worshipping Durga Puja. Prabhupada writes, in Bengal there is competition between worshippers of Durga and devotees of Krishna. Different places are different competition. Somewhere it is between Shiva and Vishnu, like that. Here Kali worship. So he brought all the ingredients of Kali worship and he kept in front of the door. Wine, red flowers, different items, ingredients. So when Shiva's Thakur opened the door in the morning, he saw all these things, very contaminating actually. Then he called everybody, "Oh, my dear friends, please come. You people are telling, I am no great devotee like that. See this? All the ingredients in front of my house. This is, I am worshipper Durga. I do Durga worship by hiding. Outwardly I may be showing like that. See this?" No, this is too much. Some mischievous person must have done this. This is complete nonsense. They cleaned it up. It's Ganga Jal and cow dung, cleaned it up. After this, in 3 days only, a person of Navadvip, known as Gopal Chapala, he was afflicted with leprosy. In 3 days only, it didn't take 3 lifetimes actually. Sometimes the karma can be very fast acting also, depends upon the seriousness of the act. Within 3 days, the fellow became leper, and his body, so many wounds, and blood was oozing, and so many insects, it was completely suffering. So he was sitting near the Ganga, and he prayed to Lord Chaitanya, "Please, you are saving the whole world, please, why don't you save?" Lord Chaitanya just ignored him. So Gopal Chapala was suffering for a very long time. At a later stage, when Lord Chaitanya, after he took sannyas, and when he returned to Kulia Gram, again Gopal Chapala went and begged to Lord Chaitanya, "Please, save me, I am suffering like anything." Lord Chaitanya said, "You are an offender. You have offended Shiva's Thakur. Because of the seriousness of this offense, you are suffering like this. Unless Shiva's Thakur gives his blessings to you, and unless you promise that he will not make any other Vaishnava aparadha like that, there is no scope for you. Get lost." So in this way, Gopal Chapala, he came back to Shiva's Thakur and he begged forgiveness from him. He very clearly knew that he is committing some offense. Knowingly somebody is committing offense, the condition is going to be very serious and severe. It's a matter of days. It may be 3 days in the case of Gopal Chapala, it may be 3 lifetimes for somebody else also. But the Vaishnava aparadha cannot allow a person to advance in Krishna consciousness. It is not that we can do Vaishnava Parada and make a shortcut method, go back to Godhead. Impossible. Not going to work. If one thinks like that, he is living in the fool's paradise. The Lord will not accept. Here we see that. The Lord could have forgiven him. He said, no, unless you have offended Shivas, you go back to Shivas, if he forgives, then it's possible. So in this way, the scripture talks about how Vaishnava Aparadha is so severe that it is the greatest obstacle on the path of Krishna consciousness. So Gopal Chapala came back to Shivas Thakur, he begged forgiveness, and a devotee always forgives, you know. He forgave, no, no, it's okay, no problem. So in this way, when he was forgiven by Shivas Thakur, then he got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So, Shivas Thakur's place, every night there used to be tumultuous kirtan. So one fine day, Shivas Thakur's son died. If somebody dies in the family, obviously there will be crying. Ladies will come together, cry, oh, you are gone, etc., etc. Shivas Thakur told the ladies of the house, don't cry now, postpone it. Hold on. Now kirtan is going on, no disturbance. So the kirtan went on and on. At the end, Chaitanya says, something I am feeling, you know, something wrong has happened in this house. What is that? Then Shivas Thakur said, yes, yes, you know, my son died. It's only my son died, you know. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and said, hey, what happened to you? Why did you leave the house of Shivas? Shivas is a very nice devotee. Why are you leaving? The child is already dead. Then child came back and said, yes, yes, I am leaving because my time is over. Time up. Mere ko kitna din rehna tha, ho gaya mera. Time ho gaya. Kya karo? Everywhere astonished. Hey, the child, we thought he is dead. He got up and he is talking. So in this way, after this conversation, then the soul left, you know, I have to go to my destination. So Lord Chaitanya told Shivas, Shivas, your son has died, don't worry. Myself and Nityananda are your sons, we will take care of you, don't worry. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya had a wonderful relation with Shivas Thakur. And also, Shivas Angan is the place where Chand Kazi, when he made a rule that nobody should chant, and then they were chanting in Mridanga, so Chand Kazi's soldiers broke the Mridangas. So the place is also known as Kholbhangadhanga, where Mridanga is broken. Even now if you go to Shiva Sangan, the three altars are there, the last altar you'll see broken Mridanga will be there. So in this way, when Chand Kazi declared that Sankirtan should stop, and Shivas Thakur said, this is nonsense. He was laughing at the order. This is a complete nonsense order. Something like that. So, Shivas Thakur is actually Narada Muni, who gives devotional service. So in this today's discussion, we are seeing how to come out of ignorance. Vedavyas gave the scriptures. We have to go and read. We need proper understanding. And whereas Buddha Dev came and gave a different understanding, wrong understanding. And Kalki is going to come, he will not talk anything. He will only act. And in between, Gauranga Mahaprabhu gives the transcendental knowledge of Krishna consciousness and engages everyone in chanting the holy names, and Shivas Thakur assists Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because he is Narada Muni, he assists him in the preaching mission. So on this auspicious day of the disappearance of Shivas Pandit, we pray at the lotus feet of Shivas Thakur that he can give us some blessings so that we can come out of the ignorance suffering in this material world and take to the process of Krishna consciousness and perform devotional service and achieve the perfection of going back home, back to Godhead. I stop here. Any questions or comments? Hare Krishna. No mic? Mic nahi hai?
Hare Krishna Guruji. Guruji, Krishna was present in the war field of Kurukshetra. That time, whoever died, he got his Swarupa. So how Kalki comes, and when he also kill, so he is also a portion of Krishna only. So when everybody is going to kill, so that time also they will get higher destination, or what is exactly?
You have to be on the scene to understand the scenario. You want to be on the scene to understand the scenario, how he is going to kill?
No, I am just telling that if Kalki is going to kill everyone, you said as...
Yes.
So what, if the people who killed by Kalki, they get higher destination, like...
They can be liberated or not, you are asking.
Yes.
They definitely... You have a comment on that? Comment on that? Okay. Adbhut Hari Prabhu volunteers to comment on your question.
Only Krishna gives ultimate liberation.
Only
Krishna gives ultimate liberation. Other avatars don't. Like even Hiranyakashipu was killed or Ravana was killed. Other avatars don't give ultimate liberation. Only Krishna.
When Hiranyakashipu was killed, he didn't get any benefit?
Yeah, he got benefit, but he's asking whether they're going to get liberated, Swarup. They won't get Swarup. They might get
because
some benefit, but not
in
ultimate.
In the case of Hiranyakashipu, he has to take 3 births, you know, so thoda wait karna padega. In any case, when you die in front of the Lord, definitely you will get benefit. But it is not that, it also depends upon how you die. Right? It's not that, no. It also depends upon what you are going to be thinking. Yam vapi smaran, you may be dying in front of Krishna. If you are thinking about something else, what you will do? Huh? And it is not only the people, there are so many other living entities. There are people in the lower planetary system, there are people in the higher planetary system. They will be there to start with the next Satyuga. So, directly, how he is going to kill? See, it is said that he is going to come on the horse, he is going to have a sword and kill. It is not that every single person is going to, you know, iska pakado kaato, iska pakado kaato. How he is going to act completely inconceivable, try to understand. He is God. It's not that he doesn't even need a sword for that matter. How he is going to act, how he is going to kill, it's not described at least. If you really want to understand it, then we may have to wait for some more time only. Then we can have the first hand information of how Kalki is actually killing and what will be our destination. But that is not what Prabhupada is recommending us. So Prabhupada is recommending us, we don't have to wait for that personal experience of Kalki killing. You don't have to wait for every experience actually, you know. The whole problem of our suffering is that we want to experience things. So when you don't experience, you feel that you are missing something. Then you get into some difficulty to experience that, then you get entangled. So there are so many things which are not experienced. A brahmachari should be happy with whatever experience he has got. If he tries to experience something else, then problem aa jayega. Bondage ho jayega, isn't it? So certain experiences we leave aside. Experience of bliss of Krishna consciousness, that we can hanker for. How exactly is going to kill? No description. How it is going to happen? What is going to happen to all these people? If they are so sinful, if they are being, even after being killed, and they are seeing something, they may not be seeing him, you know, they may be seeing something else also. All those combinations are there. So we can't make an exact assessment of how the person who is killed by Kalki, what is his destination? You can't make a 100% foolproof assessment of that situation. Hare Krishna. Mic for special question.
Hare Krishna.
Though Lord Buddha, he propagated atheistic philosophy, still he is incarnation of God only, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So, devotees want to remember only Krishna at the time of leaving the body. That's a part. But by chance, one remembers Lord Buddha at the time of leaving the body. Still, does he go to Vaikuntha?
You are the storehouse of wonderful questions, actually. Remembering Krishna means not just the picture or anything. It is all about the way of life. Unless you live your way of Krishna consciously, you are not going to remember Krishna. Guaranteed. It's a way of life. If a person who lives serving Krishna, then only you can remember Krishna. If you are always serving Krishna, how you will remember Buddha?
By chance, I said.
You will not go back to Godhead by chance. If you are wanting to go back to Godhead, it has to be fully planned.
Prabhu, for example, you see, now I am hearing Bhagavatam and hearing about Buddha. At that time, I leave the body and instead of Krishna, Buddha I am remembering.
If you are a true devotee, Krishna will not make you remember Buddha.
Okay, that's fine.
If you are truly chanting Hare Krishna, if you are truly practicing Krishna consciousness, if you are very sincere and serious, whatever may be the situation, it may be unthinkable situation under which it is very difficult to remember Krishna. It may even happen. But Krishna is so merciful, he will make you remember him and take you back home back to God.
Hare Krishna.
Doing Krishna Gana is not a fun, you know. We are giving something to Krishna, you think that Krishna is so miser? He can give you back more than what you are given to him. But we have to deserve. We have to sincerely and seriously do. Leave it to Krishna. Don't make all combination. What will happen to this? What will happen if I do that? What will happen? You can have so many things like that. But for Krishna, these are all not chances. It is perfect. When Krishna knows that he is a pure devotee, under no circumstance he will not allow you to suffer here. He will take you back home, back to God. Is it so difficult for him? It's not so difficult for him. He will go back to Godhead. We have to be sincere and serious to our effort. Then, rest. You do your duty and leave the rest to Krishna. Don't even worry about how I am going to die. Don't even worry about it. My duty is to serve. If you are serving, why you have to worry about how you are going to die? Let it come in any way it comes. Parikshit Maharaj was not worried that he is going to die by snake. He was not thinking of snake actually. We must be thinking, where is the snake? How it is going to come like that? Parikshit Maharaj, if suppose somebody says, you know, a venomous snake came and, you know, it has bitten him and, you know, he was burnt to ashes, he died. People think that what kind of death is, you know. I should be lying down, Krishna will come and stand in front of me, I will smile at him, he will smile at me, I will die. This is death, you know. What is this, you know, snake came and it has bitten him, he died. What do you think?
You are satisfied.
Who is satisfied?
I am satisfied with your answer.
Krishna is magnanimous. He will always do better than what you expect him to do. We have to do our duty. That's all. You will go to Buddha Lok. Kedara Buddha Lok? Buddha Lok. Prabhupada said, folio like you. Check in the folio and come back to me. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Tai Gaura Premanande.